Hey there, Elizabeth.
Hey, Sheila. So we've been friends for what, nearly 14 years now?
I think about that. Yeah, although we've been really good friends for about half of that, but that's kind of a part of our story, isn't it?
It is. Well, at least for now, we're really good friends in large part because we've learned to be honest with each other. But it's not always perfect. Nevertheless, we're learning a lot by being imperfectly honest and thought you might too.
The Imperfectly Honest podcast is for informational, educational, and entertainment purposes only. This podcast does not provide medical advice and is not intended as a substitute for the diagnosis and treatment provided by a licensed, trained physician, psychotherapist, or other health professional. This podcast expresses the individual opinions of Elizabeth, Sheila, and their guests and does not constitute professional medical or mental health services. In sharing their experiences, names, places, and other identifying information may be changed to protect the privacy of the people involved. There, Elizabeth.
Hey Sheila, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing?
I'm good. I am really glad that we're doing this today. We recorded an episode at the end of 2024 about what we wanted to accomplish and what we were thinking about for the upcoming year, 2025. And we wanted to just revisit some of the things that we talked about and share some of the things that we've learned since. I will start. So, my overall quote or mantra that I want to think about this year is you will always be too much of something for someone, too big, too loud, too soft, too edgy. If you round out your edges, you lose your edge. Apologize for mistakes, apologize for unintentionally hurting someone profusely, but don't apologize for being who you are.
I would say that I've made some progress on that, but I'm still kind of falling back into the pattern of apologizing for things that I'm not really sorry about.
I am definitely a people pleaser through and through. And I'm glad that we're doing this today because it's nice to just sort of revisit the things that I want to think about. And I guess I'm going to give myself some grace for being imperfect, hence our podcast, Imperfectly Honest. But yeah, I'm going to just keep working on that one. How about you, Sheila? What's top of mind for you?
Well, top of mind, I actually in that podcast had a list and I'm remembering it and I'm going to kind of go through it very briefly. And it'll be an interesting exercise because retrospective, 3 months later, it appears probably didn't accomplish what I thought I would, but I still feel like I accomplished something. So, to proceed, the first thing was I'm going to move away. I'm not, mid-year, my lease is up. I'm going to move away from where I live in Maryland and figure someplace else out. That's probably not going to happen. Mostly for logistical reasons, because part of my decision making had to do with maybe exploring where other family members are going to be and then assessing whether that's where I'd like to be. And that's not going to happen too soon for outside reasons that I don't need to explore. But factoring that in, I also realized that I think I want to day for a little bit longer here. For a few reasons. I really, 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 did I say really? Like my apartment. It's like just a one bedroom. I'm so comfortable. It's so quiet. The building is wonderful. I don't have a car. I can walk to so many wonderful places. And the past couple of years have been so challenging, I have not fully appreciated that. So I'm looking forward to having the ability to fully appreciate that. And, moving, I've known I've done it a lot over the last 20 years. Just, I think I need a little bit more time to get my head around once again picking up and figuring out how to find all the things that need to be found once you move. And so I have to admit, and this is not an avoidance mechanism, it's just works for me now. The idea that I don't have to think, oh my gosh, I'm going to leave all these new healthcare providers that I've gotten to know. I love my dentist, wrote a blog post about it. The other things that are they're surrounding me, I am happy to not have to think I have to start all over somewhere else. So yeah, so that was a biggie. So I know you also added some of your own perspectives when we talked about this, about location, location, location. So where is your head right now?
I'm still somewhat in the on the same path. So I mostly just wanted to simplify. I was tired of spending time packing bags and moving from one place to another. And I put my condo in Big Sky on the market a couple weeks ago. So that feels like a good step in the right direction. However, I haven't had a single showing, so I'm not sure that that's gonna do me any good, but at least my intention is there, which feels like positive movement.
Yeah, good first step. Good first step. Yeah, this is a tough time right now. Yeah.
Well, so it goes. But it does feel really good to just sort of be in one place more often and to be able to simplify. And if I don't sell my place, I'm going to rent it out, which also just feels like forward motion. And I've just felt a gravitational pull toward moving back to Vail and feel like I may be headed in that direction sooner rather than later.
Sounds like a good plan. Yeah. So my next thing that I talked about, my little list maker here, I talked about maybe putting, and I keep using the term that you used, putting my toe back in the dating pool. I mentioned it in January, and then we actually had a podcast about very much just the toe. In the online dating pool. And I'm glad I did it, as is reflected, and we can link to it or have it in the notes. Wasn't what worked for me, which was a great educational experience. That sounds awful when I'm talking about dating, but educational experience. But I'm not ruling out wanting to, as I think I said in that podcast, like the concept of I really miss flirting. I'm not ruling that aspect out, but I may pursue it in a little more of an old school manner, just trying to get out more and meet people that way. So, what about you, relationship wise?
Well, interestingly, I said that I want to spend less quantity and more quality time with my significant other. And it's kind of turned out to be the opposite. Well, I shouldn't say that. I spent a lot of time with the gentleman that I've been dating, I guess I could call it. And I'm not really feeling a strong need to spend less time. I think at the time that I said that, we were having a lot of conversations that were wonderful, but there was a lot of times where I felt like we were just sort of having mindless conversations, which I have a lower tolerance than normal people for that. And we've started working on some projects together. So I think that that has changed that dynamic. We just don't really have a lot of time to talk about nothing. So I'm not feeling a desire to do that anymore, which I think is kind of to your point, Sheila. Sometimes I set goals for myself and I get so determined to just do what I said that I was going to do, even when it's not even in my best interest to do what I said I was going to do anymore. And I think one of the things that I'm trying to get better about is to
understand that line between when you're giving yourself an easy out and when you're just sort of quitting on something that you do want to do, and when the universe is just telling you that the direction you thought you wanted to go isn't actually the right direction for you to go.
Makes sense. It really does. So sounds like you are doing more quantity than quality time with your gentleman, very formal wording. But I'm not trying to recap, but I guess I am. But it's more positive than it had been in the past because it involves things that are kind of actively engaging you.
Yeah, I think maybe the best way to describe it is it's not really a dynamic of quality versus quantity time. We're spending a lot of time together, and it's also high quality.
Well, that sounds like a win-win. Yeah. Just to finish up my list of things that I thought I was going to move forward with in 2025. One of them was because I enjoy this podcast and I enjoy writing the blog post so much, I thought maybe I would put some more brain power into carving something out that is just mine in this process. And I'm not adverse to continuing to try to explore that. At this point, I feel as if the energies I have, because I'm still, unfortunately, I have other things tugging at me regarding the past couple of years' experiences that I have to concentrate on. I don't know if I would have the ability to have full engagement in that right now. So I think the way I've been channeling that desire is coming up with more of our topics. And I hope you agree. I've come up with a fair amount over the last, I can't believe we're on, what did we say this is? 22, maybe?
22.
I think the last few, I've kind of suggested a fair amount of them. And I have enjoyed that. So I'm not saying that's where I'm going to channel everything, but for now, that's satisfied that urge.
Love it. And I will say, I think that you've made a positive shift toward just feeling more comfortable in your own skin around and perfectly honest. I just feel like you are willing to lean into the things that you're excited about and move forward without feeling a need for permission to do so, which just feels like a positive shift. Does it feel that way to you?
No, I think you categorized it correctly. When we first started this, I think we had the conversation and it was your idea, and I think I've been pretty transparent. You fund it, and so I've always felt like I wanted to defer to you on the decision making, even the subject matter. And as we've progressed, you've been very encouraging to say no. I want you to express your own voice more. And I took it to heart. And I've realized that that's what I want to do. You know, if it ultimately doesn't agree with your vision of it and it doesn't work out, I think that's okay with me. Whereas before, maybe I had more fear about that.
I just kind of feel like you've got maybe more passion around this in general, which is and kind of an interesting experience for me, to be honest, because I have always been an entrepreneur and I've always sort of been my own boss. And as a result, I've rarely had less enthusiasm for the business or the project than the people I was working with. And this has been an interesting experience. It's not that I don't have excitement for Imperfectly Honest. I think you just have slightly more excitement about it at this moment. And that's actually been really nice because it feels like When my enthusiasm ebbs and flows, which naturally happens when you work on a project or a business, yours may ebb and flow at a different time. And so we can sort of have each other's back. And I've never really had that in a partnership, actually, where when I ebbed, someone else would flow. And I just am really appreciating that.
Wow, that's, I mean, number one, it's nice to hear. Thank you. I do agree with kind of what you expressed, and I think going back to what I just said, me releasing the feeling and the fear because of, honestly, and again, people can go back to our previous podcast to hear all our history. I worked for you, and I am releasing the concept that I'm actually working for you now. Because even though, as I say, you fund it, I'm going to be very transparent. I'm not getting paid. I love doing this. It's, my passion project for me. But I don't know that I would be able to continue it to the extent that we do it if it was just me doing it solo with the resources I have. But I'm letting go of that. I'm letting go of the fact that you may find something that you want to move your energies to, as has happened in the past, in a more substantive fashion. And I'll be okay with that. I think the reason maybe the fear is less is because we don't really do this that much. I mean, we've even cut down on the amount of time on the podcast. So maybe I'm getting a little too much into the nitty-gritty, but I think I've tried to write more descriptors, do all the stuff so that I can take some of that off your plate. And it makes it more palatable when you're in an ebb. Does that kind of.
Well, just to kind of move through the other things that we talked about, I also wanted to improve my anxiety that results from my OCD. And I feel like in some ways I've made a lot of progress on that, and in some ways I haven't. I've just kind of resigned to the fact that my mind is going to be really conscious of OCD related stuff. I guess I was hoping that maybe I could turn some of those thoughts off, and I've just given up hope. Like, for instance, I dropped my coat on a sort of gross hotel floor a couple weeks ago, and I meant to throw it in the washing machine before I left for a trip. And I came back from the trip 2 weeks later, and I knew that that coat was hanging there 2 weeks later. I didn't forget. And so I think I'm just resigning to the fact that my mind's going to work that way, and I'm going to be conscious of things that I don't necessarily want to think about. Now I just feel like I've got a choice as to what to do with those thoughts. And that does feel like progress. As one example, I was out to dinner with a friend, and they were showing me this restaurant that was built by a friend of theirs, and they wanted to show me something on the floor. And they pulled up this mat that was like a bar mat, that gets all wet and has tons of traffic on it. And I can't even think about all the things that are probably infested in that mat.
Oh, I don't
And
even want to think about it myself. I'm sorry. I'm picturing it myself. So go ahead, go on, go
yeah.
on.
So anyway, he picked up that mat and then proceeded to sit down and like touch the food that we were sharing and stuff. And I was like, oh man, this is tough. And that was like a while ago. And it's very vivid in my mind. And I decided in that moment, like, okay, I could ask him to go wash his hands, and that's going to just sort of interrupt the nice connection that we're having, and I'm not sure it's worth that. And that feels like progress that I could do that, because previously I would have just been ruminating about that and I wouldn't have even been able to pay attention to the conversation. But I just kind of decided that there was more to lose by missing the connection that we were having in that moment rather than
The
odd chance that I might contract something from that mat. So I don't know. It feels like progress.
And let me, if I could just interject a quick thought on that one, because small sanitizers, like that it could have been a win-win for both of you. I mean, how off-putting is that for you to just have that available and say, could I just give you a little drop? That's it. I don't
Yeah,
know.
I thought about that. I always have hand sanitizer in my purse. Who are we kidding? So I did think about that, and it was in the middle of a really nice conversation, and it just felt weird to stop it in that moment. If it was a different conversation, it would have been fine. But nonetheless, I appreciate the thought about it. But the other thing that has come up is that I shared, I think in a previous episode, or at least I know I shared with you, Sheila, that my place in Big Sky was kind of like my personal sanctuary. I didn't have to compromise on the way that I had the space, and it was ultra sanitized and clean, and it just felt really comforting to be able to go back to that. And I wrote down in my goals that I wanted to keep that as my own sanctuary. And that was only a couple months ago. And I've since decided that actually having the headache of having another place was not worth the feeling that I was getting from having that sanctuary. So whether that's progress or delusion, I don't know, but that was an interesting shift in my thinking.
No, that sounds very positive.
So, Sheila, is there anything else that you said at the beginning of the year that you're thinking about now?
Well, those were the three big things, but just in looking forward to I mean, we're only, gosh, really, it's only been 3 months. Doesn't it seem like a lifetime? I'm not going to get into
Yes.
why, but a lot of outside stuff has made it seem like a lifetime. I guess the three words, work in progress, seem to be something that I'm just embracing right now.
What do you mean by work in progress?
I mean, trying to define what it is I want to do, maybe here for the next year, maybe in this, and perfectly honest with family, just work in progress. Yeah.
And if you think about one thing that you'd want to achieve or change your thinking on the topic of working in progress in the next 3 months, what would that be?
I'm going to say good question again because I know how you like that. That's everybody. Getting out more. Yeah, getting out into the community here. Because there's a pretty good community surrounding me. Even if it's just in a small thing, joining a gym or trying to meet more people. I mean, I live right across the street from a place that has a variety, a cornucopia of restaurants and stores and places to do. But unfortunately, the past year, the people that I did that with are no longer here for a few different reasons. And I let that, I didn't. I'm going to forgive myself, give myself grace. I didn't let that limit me. I got really sick, so I couldn't do it anyway. But I'm going to embrace it more, as I've done in the past. I think I've talked about this before, either in the podcast or in blog posts. I was a risk taker in a lot of ways in the last 25 years, 30 years, and these last few years have confused me a bit, but I understand them. But maybe I'm going to try to access a little bit more of that.
I like it. Well, just kind of keep working on the stuff that I said I was going to work on with the exception of a few things I decided weren't right for me. But I'm glad that we did this because I have a tendency to write out my goals and then forget to look back at them. So it feels really nice to have an accountability partner to help me keep thinking about this stuff. Thank you.
Yeah, happy to be here to be the oversight lord.
Good. Good.
Yeah,
All
it's been a
right.
nice
Well,
conversation.
very nice as always. Thank you.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
The Imperfectly Honest podcast is for informational, educational, and entertainment purposes only. This podcast does not provide medical advice and is not intended as a substitute for the diagnosis and treatment provided by a licensed, trained physician, psychotherapist, or other health professional. Note that, notwithstanding that any of the guests on this podcast may be licensed professionals, no one on this podcast is providing or seeking to provide the listeners of this podcast with any medical or health services. You should not rely on the information or content presented during this podcast, and you should not make any health or medical related decision based in whole or in part on such information. Consult a healthcare professional licensed in your state for all matters relating to your health, and do not disregard any medical advice, diagnosis, and/or treatment provided by your healthcare professional. This podcast expresses the individual opinions of Elizabeth, Sheila, and their guests, and does not constitute professional medical or mental health services. In sharing their experiences, names, places, and other identifying information may be changed to protect the privacy of the people involved.